is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to talk a little bit about fresh versus frozen turkey. Tim Sobey just left from Sobey's Meats. You can get your fresh turkeys up there. There's nothing better than a fresh turkey. With the frozen turkeys, sometimes the freezing process will dry out the meat. And when you have to thaw out that turkey, one of the worst things you can do is when you serve it on the table is have it be dry and like shoe leather. So there's a little technique called brining that I don't necessarily think you need to do them on the fresh ones, but if you're using a frozen turkey, brining the meat is something that will really enhance the flavor. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it. And basically what you're doing is you're going to submerge the turkey in a solution of water and salt. And what happens is that salt opens up the pores and it draws the moisture into the meat. So what happens there is that you're going to make a mixture of kosher salt or sea salt and maybe even a little bit of sugar, and then about 10 times as much water as you do salt and or sugar. So if I'm going to do a cup of sugar, then I need 10 cups of water, a cup of salt, 10 more cups of water, because I'm creating a solution. You got to, depending on the size of your bird, you want it completely submerged. And what I usually do and is put it in like a white trash bag, obviously a clean one, but put that solution in there.
There's coffee grounds in this.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's part of the flavoring. But you put that solution in there and then put it in a cooler and leave it out in your garage overnight. You want this to be about 4 to 12 hours, depending on the size of the bird. I like to say about 2 hours for every pound, or excuse me, 1 hour for every pound. Yeah. So if you've got a 12-pound bird, it's 12 hours.
Here's one thing I would probably say you could consider. If it is a fresh bird, goose, turkey, whatever, the nice thing about brining it is you get the brine, you get the salt and sugar solutions inside the animal. So if there are any little residues of salmonella or anything like that, some bacterial growth, the salt actually will help defeat some of that buildup that might be going on in the bird. So in that regard, you can't really hurt it, and you might help it out a little bit.
Yeah, you can check out the website, thegrillingguys.com. We'll have some brining tips on the website. There's also a lot of options to do for flavoring your brine. You can put honey in there as well. Any of your spices, Cajun spices and what have you. Again, what that's going to do is just impart flavor throughout the bird and be drawn into the meat.
Those are your aromatics.
Right, exactly. So coming up next, we're going to talk about turkey fryers, that deep frying that turkey and how to do that. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
To pushing me off of life's little edge, 'cause I'm a loser. Sooner or later, you know I'll be dead. You're getting closer. You're holding the rope and I'm taking the fall. 'Cause I'm a loser. But I'm a loser.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.